We're going to talk about trying to keep it as halachic as possible and avoid all political issues. If anybody has political issues, after the shir, they can take it up with somebody else. Thank you. Who's here? Who do I have to be afraid of? Okay. You got it. All right. All right. Now, Levi, it's a shtickle. Funny for me to speak in front of somebody who wrote a sefer on this already, Rabbi Perry, and Kibush Haaretz, but I'm sure I'll have a lot more to say afterwards, things that I miss. I'm definitely going to miss. It's a huge sugya, a lot of details, Bal Mechomez, whatever, a lot of inyanim here. So we're going to trust the Rosh Prokem at least to get a clarity of what's going on exactly in Eretz Yisrael, the wars that were fought, participation in those wars, if it's a mitzvah or not. Okay. Now, we're going to start off that there's various different types of melchomis, different types of wars in halacha. The kids, you have a melchomis rishus, which is an optional, meaning not optional, but it's optional to take the, to go to war. Once you're going to war, suddenly there could be chiv to join into it. But some war that's not, you know, chiv to go and take, it's melchomis rishus. We'll say over Rambam exactly how to be magda, how to define what that is. There's a mechomas choiva, which is a mechoma where a person is mechuyev to participate in the mechoma. Klais is mechuyev to take the mechoma. And then there's something called mechomas mitzvah, which we'll see exactly the gather of that. It's hard to know what the chilek between a choiva and a mitzvah is, but we'll see the Gemara's try to get a certain clarity. Now, the truth is, I think a better way to would have started is on page 2. Page 2 is the Gemara, the Mishnah, Gemara and Saita, where it discusses various mechomas. Now, at the end of the Mishnah, it's on page 2, near the middle of the page, it's discussing, you know, this halachas that during a war, certain soldiers don't go, certain people don't go, chosn just got married, etc., etc. The Gemara says, Bad v'murim, if you look at the Mishnah, this is the fourth line of the second chelik of the page. Bamed v'murim, what are we discussing over here? When people could go back and not have to fight? But mechomes harishus. That's in those mechomes that are rishus, that are optional to take them or not. A mechomes mitzvah, but a war that is a mitzvah to have the war, hakoyates, and everybody goes out, such a war, afil chos mechadorei, chedrei, however you say it, a chosn from his room, kala mechuposa, even a kala from her chuppah, everybody has to go. On Behuda, Behuda now is chaylik, it's not clear exactly what the machlikis is. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are we talking about? Mechomes mitzvah. This, that the people do not have to go, that's by mechomes mitzvah. Oh, Ava mechomes choiva, everybody has to go, even chos mechedra, v'kal mechupasa. Now, the Gemara goes to define what exactly is the machlekes. We look down the bracketed areas later on the page. Rabbi Yechanan, Rishus derabanan zu mitzvah de Rabbi Yehuda. This that the chachamim, that the rabbanim in the Mishnah call a rishos, call optional, Rabbi Yehuda calls that a mitzvah, and what the rabbanim call a chayva, and what Rabbi Yehuda calls a mitzvah, the rabbanim call a chayva. So now go a little further. Omer Rava. Now we're going to define what it is. Omer Rava. What exactly is the machlekes? The mechomas Yeshua lechabish to vehakol chayva. The mitzvah of Yeshua to kevish Eretz Yisrael, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, that everybody agrees is a choiva. Everybody agrees it's a choiva, meaning everybody would have to participate in such a war. Mechomes beis David or Avcha. Now there's mechomes that David HaMelech took the Na'am to war, and that was for Parnassa, for money, like the Gemara says in Brachas. We need Parnassa, so to go to war. So it's also a type of war, but that's mechomes Roshus, according to everybody. So what's the machlokes? The meutei eidik chachamim de leisei alayu, to go and make them the eidik chachamim smaller, in order they shouldn't come to fight against us. Makar le mitzvah, the Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mitzvah, and makar le rishus, Nachum called that a rishus. Now, if kamina is like the eidik chachamim, but in a mitzvah. Okay, so it comes out according to this Gemara, kibush haaretz, conquering Eretz Yisrael. Everybody agrees that's a chayva. We'll see if that's applicable nowadays or not. We'll discuss it a little later. If it's just the Ravcha, just to make a parnas, to get more money, or whatever that might be, we'll see the Rambam exactly how to be magdur there. Everybody agrees that's a Rishos. Machlekes is to go and attack the Goyim, they shouldn't come and attack us. So we'll see exactly all these different Kedorim, how to define them, how to get them clear. So now, Let's see. We're going to first talk about the last type of melchama which we described was to be mayit, to limit the goyim that shouldn't come and fight against us. So look at the next page, page 3 at the top, the Pirsha Mishnayis. This Pirsha Mishnayis of the Rambam is very complicated to understand, and we'll see why in a second. The Rambam says, there's no machlekes between them. Everybody sees our meeting? Page 3, near the top, the bracketed area. It says, "Ein machlekes b'neihem." There's no machlekes between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Mechom against the seven nations, meaning the Mechom of Kibush Ha'aretz, and the Mechom against Amalek, that is a Chayva. This is the Iker words to pay attention to. There's no machlekes between them. Shaharigas shar anshei hamakomis v'shar ha'umais reshus. Now, to kill people from other places, from other nations, that's a reshus, which is what we described as the Ravcha, what the Mishnah said. What's the machlekes? Baharigas ha'horigim esam, to kill those who are killing them. Lachlifam ad shalei yargu yisrael, and to go and destroy them until they don't go ahead and kill Yidden. Lachum ba'artzam, they shouldn't have wars in their land. Okay? And the Rambam at the end, Paskin, Zayin Alok, Reb Yehuda, meaning that the Chachamim say that is a Roshus, we said in the Mishnah, since that Mechom is a Roshus, and the Rambam says, Halach is like the Rabbanon, it would come out, L'chayra Adavar Pella. A very wondrous thing. It comes out according to the Rambam, that, again, here the language, the Lashon is, B'harigas Harigim Ha'isam, if there's Goyim coming and killing us, to kill them back and to stab them until they don't kill Yidden anymore, Halach l'maisa kinir from the Rambam is that is a mechomis rishos. The chayra advar pel. How could it be if a bunch of Arabs are coming chalila to Eretz Yisrael to come and kill Yidden? It's hard to imagine. It's only called the mechomis rishos to go kill them back. The chayra, there's a mitzvah the reis lo sam adam reyacha. Don't stand while your neighbor bleeds. So how could it be? There's only called the mechomis rishos. The chayra should be a chomis chayva according to everybody. So this kasha, a lot of them ask this kasha and the different pulpulim how it works out. But Lamaisa, I saw that the Kapach Rambams, I know there's a Rav Kapach of Eretz Yisrael, he retranslated from Arabic into Lashon Kodesh, the Pirsha Mishnayis of the Rambam, it could be other things also, I don't know. And according to a lot of the new translations he had, a lot of the kashas, and to me as in the Rambam, really fall away. So Rav Kapach says that these words, Bahariges Ahargam Oisam, is not in the original Arabic of the Rambam, the Rambam wrote. So coming out, the Rambam is b'chol not discussing defending ourselves against an attack, but rather it's if there's like a sort of an enemy matziv when the Arabs or whoever it is on the other side are, I don't know, threatening, but somehow seem to be a threat to us. Hostile. What is that? Hostile situation. Thank you. Hostile situation. Then making a preemptive attack is the chayr what the Rambam is discussing. Making a preemptive attack on the goyim, whether or not that's called a mitzvah or not, the Rambam L'chayr is passing, it's not called a mitzvah, it's called a rishus, and Mamela, all those people, according to the Mishnah, will not have to go, a chassan and a kal, will not have to go to such a war. There's a couple of rais to this, to make this chiluk. There's a chiluk between if the goyim are attacking us, for sure it's a chayv to go and attack them back, to go and stop them from hurting us. However, a preemptive attack, now what exactly is the gather preemptive attack is really not pasha. Because what's preemptive? Let's say, there, you know, at 2 o'clock on Sunday, they're going to have the planes from Syria coming to attack the Yidden, right? They're coming to attack 2 o'clock p.m. You get intelligence reports. They're coming. It's going to be a very big disaster. So then you go and blow like in a 6-day war. Then they go and they blow up all their planes. Is that called preemptive? I don't know. Is very talking that's not called preemptive at all? That's called harigas harigam oisam. So they're about to come and attack you. So you stop them before they attack you. If it's a hostile environment, we don't know they're going to attack you, but it's lemaisa not kishmak, then you attack them. That type of battle, that could be a rishus nach the Rambam. But if you know they're about to attack you, and you just get them first, 5 minutes before they're about to get you, I think you're talking, that's not called a rishus, that's called the harigim islam. Hashkim lo hargam, and you're mechuyev to go and attack them first. But that has to be left for gedolim and peskim, much bigger than me. And there's a right for this. If you look at the Rambam, the Halach and the Rambam, on that same page, the Rambam says, the first Aleph. We're going to refer to these Rambams again. But Rambam in Halach Aleph says, in the middle of the second line, And the Rambam is discussing Mechamas Mitzvah. So there, first the Rambam holds that helping out Klal Yisrael and saving them from the hands of their enemies, that's called Mechamas Mitzvah. And the Rambam, Pirshon Mishnayos, just said that the Klal Yisrael from Ahariga Maisam, that's only called Erishos. And Rambam says Halach is like the Rabban. So how can the Rambam here in the Paskin that it's a Mitzvah if the Rambam hold that it's a Rishos? So, on the Yerushalmi that we have here on page 4, he asks this kasha, he brings this kasha down, is miyashiv in the same way. If you look at the bottom, the shirei karban, the last four lines are added is added from the wrong sefer. But you don't really need those lines for the etzem vart. If you look at them, he says, look at the last two lines, very hard to read it, Lemaisa, but last two lines of the first paragraph in shirei karban, it says, Ain't a pirish kimoish haven a rav beknesiagdoila, I think. Then a latzil miyatsar. Avada, the pshat in the Mishnah over here, in the Ram Pirish HaMashiach is not to save them from their enemies. Shabbat Lehem, Ella Pirish, Shaisim Machomim, Shchain of Shiesh Lochosh, Shabarev Hayomim, Yasu Moim Elchon. That after many days, these enemies are Lamaisa hostile people, and they're going to go ahead and make war with us eventually. So do you want to attack them? That's what the Ram is talking about in Pirish HaMashiach and the Rabbanon. That's going to be only a Mechamas Rishos. But if you have an enemy combatants that you know are going to attack you, and not eventually, but Mamish Lamaisa, that would be a Nichol and a Mechamas Mitzvah, and that's included, the Rambam says, in Halacha Aleph. So it's very kedai to remember this Inyan, that would come out according to the Rambam, that a preemptive attack where you know they're going to come and get you, that would be a Mechamas Mitzvah. Now the Halachas of Mechamas Mitzvah would apply to that situation. Now, also, I think we talk about this now, also is the Mechama of Kibosh HaAretz, which the Mishnah said, what the Gemara says, Mechamas Yeshua L'chabish Dimei HaKol Choyva, the Mechamas Yeshua to conquer the land, that's according to everybody called a Choyva. Now whether or not this applies nowadays, if there's a Mitzvah of Yeshua HaAretz, or even more so, meaning there is a Mitzvah of Yeshua HaAretz, but still there's no Mitzvah to take a Mechama, which we'll discuss why, whether that's applicable nowadays or not is a very big shaila in the Rishonim and the Acharonim. To start it off is that the Rambam Lamaisa does not bring this in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam does not count Yishuv HaAretz as one of the mitzvahs of one of the Tag mitzvahs in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Megillas Esther, which is one of the main Pirushim on Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says the Rambam Paskins Halach Lamaisa is that there is no chiyuv at all anymore of Yishuv HaAretz. There's only Negev B'mei David, not B'mei David, only in Yeshua to conquer the land, but after that there's no mitzvah of Kibush HaAretz. That's how the Megillas Esther learns the Rambam. The Ramban, there are those who don't learn the Rambam that way, there's plenty who don't learn the Rambam that way, and if you look at the Shroshim, the Rambam first counts a whole bunch of different mitzvahs, there are different Shroshim, how we count Targum mitzvahs, because the Maaseh there's thousands of mitzvahs. But the Rambam limits how it is that he counts the Targum mitzvahs, and he has certain kedarim, certain rules to make them a part of Targum mitzvahs or not a part of Targum mitzvahs. And one of the things that the Rambam says is it's called a mitzvah klali. Certain klali stick of mitzvahs that apply in many different situations, he doesn't count them as one of the Targum mitzvahs. Ein shalom over there. Some people say that according to the Sifri, that all mitzvahs be'etzam are supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. And the Sifri says all mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz are only so that we don't forget them when we go back to Eretz Yisrael. So then according to that, then it comes out that Yishuv HaAretz is a mitzvah klali, negeya, all mitzvahs. So Mamela, so the Rambam didn't count it as part of Taryag, but if not, even the Rambam agrees, there is a mitzvah say the Reisa of Kibush HaAretz, even Bezvan Hazeh. That's already Shailas, meaning that's a Shailah Rambam. Pashtun says that he doesn't count it. But there are Yeshuvim to hold that even the Rambam does hold there's a Chiv of Yishuv HaAretz, even Bezvan Hazeh. Now the Ramban, what is that?
In 10 places.
There you go. So you have to ask Rabbi Perry afterwards. Yeah. So there are reasons that Megillas Esther holds not that way, but definitely are many places to hold that the Rambam does hold there is a mitzvah say d'oraisa nowadays of Yishuv HaAretz. In the Hosafos that the Ramban brings on, Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Dalid, the Ramban does count the mitzvah of Yishuv HaAretz. And he goes ahead and he says, I'll just read a couple words from it. She's a vina l'resh is the arts where mechuyev to inherit the land. Shnos alano Hashem Yisbarach v'shaloi na'azoy v'esab yad zulaseinu, not to let it be by, not to leave it in the hands of somebody besides us, min umayis, another nation besides us. Oilish mamor, just to leave it fallow, mibli esha, without somebody settling there. And he says here a couple of riots to this yisoid, and he says, don't get confused. This is not the same mitzvah as the mitzvah of killing the zayin amim. There are Rishonim who hold, there's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of destroying the Zion Amim in the seven nations, the seven Canaanite nations. It's a chiv to make mecham with them. But there is not necessarily a chiv of kibush ha'aretz with derech mecham. Two separate things. There's one kibush ha'aretz and a separate mitzvah of a mecham kineged the Zion Amim. The Ramban says that's not true. That's not what it means over here. The mitzvah of kibush ha'aretz and the Yerushas ha'aretz is not bedavka against the Zion Amim, the seven nations. Rather, it's a mitzvah of etzim in Yerushas ha'aretz, and that mitzvah applies even nowadays, according to the Ramban. The Ramban says even weiter, it's mamish nagel halacha. It's brought down in Pesachet Shuvas that there's a mishnah in Ksubis that if somebody wants to move to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz and his wife doesn't want to go, the halacha is, you can begarish her and you're pater from giving her ksuba. You never have to give her ksuba. You want to move to Eretz Yisrael, she doesn't want to go, you can begarish her, there's no chiv ksuba. She has no right not to go to Eretz Yisrael if her husband wants to go. If you want to move to Miami, she can say no and you have to give her ksuba. But to move to Eretz Yisrael, you're not so sure. To move to Eretz Yisrael, there's a halacha that she loses her ksuba, she doesn't want to go. Now, the others are chaylik on this halacha because there's no mitzvah to bezanaze of Yishuv Haaretz, but the Pesachet Shuvos brings down from the Ramban, this Ramban, that there is a mitzvah say d'oraisa of Yishuv Haaretz, and therefore he passes halach l'maisa even nowadays, that if a person wants to divorce his wife because she won't move to Eretz Yisrael, he's part of the ksuba nowadays, mamish, psak halach and shulchan aruch and Pesachet Shuvos. So it comes at least according to the Pesachet Shuvos, the halach is like the Ramban, that there is a mitzvah Yishuv Haaretz, and it will come out that, but whether that's Bederech Mechama, that we'll get to in a second. But for sure, buying land in Eretz Yisrael from Goyim, L'chayr is a key mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. Take the land from the Goyim, make it belong to Yidin. That would be a mitzvah according to the Ramban. But also come out that buying land from another Yid is b'chal not a mitzvah because it's already part of Klal Yisrael. Buying land from another Yid is not a key of Yishuv Haaretz because the Ramban says the Loch is dafka take away from a Goy. The Yid already owns it, does not keep a Haaretz, the Yid already has it, so then it's not, that's not the mitzvah. Okay, that's the Ramban and the Rambam. Now, whether or not it has to be derech melchama, meaning is a mitzvah for all of us to go get our guns and go and fight, that's a very big shaila. Pashtus is two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of kibush arts and yishuv arts. Means the mitzvah, that's a chiddush though. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael maybe, but the real mitzvah in the Torah is conquering Eretz Yisrael, getting it away from the goyim and making it belong to Yidden. If there's a mitzvah to live there also, is a shaila, and according to many people in the Ramban, people say there's two dinim in the mitzvah, there is a mitzvah to live there also, a chutz mim kevesh, the land.
So if a guy wants to go to Eretz Yisrael to buy a house from a Jew, and his wife doesn't want to go, then maybe he has to go.
No, so Kinnir, you're right. So it seems over there, it wasn't specified that means buying land from a guy. So you're right. It's mefurish over there that there is a mitzvah to live there, a chutz from the kibush ha'aretz. Avi Yedeh, there's an Avni Nezer, which is Mechudashtika Avni Nezer, but the Avni Nezer holds that the Iker Mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz is to live there and to make your Parnasa there. And the Avni Nezer says that if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you're getting supported from money from Chutz La'aretz, you're not being carrying the Mitzvah say of Yishuv Haaretz. So if anybody wants to live in Eretz Yisrael and says, Tati, support me, because I want to be carrying the Mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, Nach Avni Nezer, there's no such thing, and you're attacking not Mechayim Mitzvah. What is that? Right, you've traveled back and forth also. I mean, the Iker Zach is that the Parnassah has come from Eretz Yisrael also, which is an Avni Nezer, and my friend Yeshua Max asked Rav Chaim Kreisworth about this Avni Nezer when he was moving to Eretz Yisrael, and for whatever reason, Rav Chaim Kreisworth was not very impressed with this Avni Nezer. It says, for sure not true. But whatever. I just talked to Avni Nezer, and that's how it comes out. Laloch. Okay. Weiter. Now, very important prat, very important thing. I'm going to say a big chiddush from Rav Kook, which is lemaisa based on certain sheets in Rishonim, which is mamsha adover neira, which makes probably the crux of the whole issue. Lemaisa rides and this chiddush in Mishpat Kohen, which we'll get to soon. The Rambam, if you look, the Rambam paskins. The Rambam on page It used to be page 5, it looks like. But the Rambam, Perek Hey, the Rambam starts off, Ein HaMelech Nilcham T'chil El Mechamas Mitzvah. He explains, what is a Mechamas Mitzvah?
Yeah.
And then he says, they have a Mechamas Rishus. We'll now define a Mechamas Rishus is, the Milchamas Rishus, the Rambam defines as a mitzvah to just expand the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael and to increase our greatness and our reputation. That's Milchamas Rishus. Therefore, what exactly is included in L'Harchiv Gvul Yisrael is really not so simple. That's also Machlekes Rishayim Machreinim, what's called the Harbas Gvul Yisrael. Because what exactly was included in the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael from the beginning is a Shaila. For example, if you hold that, let's say, the Sinai Peninsula is a part of Eretz Yisrael, which are Sheetz and Rishayim, the Kuzri and the Goyin hold this way, so there would be a Mechamas Mitzvah, according to this, even to conquer Egypt, the Sinai Peninsula. Not all of Egypt, but some of it.
Denmark.
What is that?
Denmark.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay. No, but there's a tesis that holds parts of France are part of Eretz Yisrael also. Maybe that's Denmark too. I don't know. But there's a tesis in Gittin Taka that holds there are certain parts of France that are part of Eretz Yisrael. So if anybody wants to move to France, always have in mind you become Mitzvah Yishuv Haaretz.
If you're part of France, you have to tell us it's a brekkah.
Huh?
It extends to France or is it a brekkah of Eretz Yisrael?
No, it extends all the way to France. Portugal maybe. Huh? Or Italy? I don't know. It's a tesis. Tesis in Gittin, maybe. Depending how you learn the tesis. Anyway, weiter. In Gittin. So weiter. So now also, let's say for example, the Golan Heights. Were the Golan Heights originally part of the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael? So Pasha is that was part of Syria. And Syria, even though David HaMelech conquered it, it's Kibush Yachid. And therefore, since it's what's called the Kibush Yachid, it wasn't the entire nation that conquered it. It was only a Yachid, David HaMelech. Why that was called the Kibush Yachid is a Shaila in the Rishonim. Why that was called the Kibush Yachid. But either way, that was called the Kibush Yachid. And we pass in the Loishmei Kibush, and that's also Machlekes, and the Gemara and the Rishonim are pass in. But if you hold that Kibush Yachid is not called a Kibush, that's why Surya does not have the Dinim of Eretz Yisrael. So then that would be included in L'Harchiv Gvul Yisrael. That would not be included in Kibush Haaretz, because that would not be part of Eretz Yisrael. I'll tell you what, it's a very, very negeya lahalacha, this shayla, whether or not our battles have a halacha of Mechamas Mitzvah, which we'll get to the crux of the issue very soon, but it's brought in the Sefer Tzitz Eliezer, very negeya, if areas like the West Bank, and Gaza, and maybe Golan Heights, depending, if those places have a halacha of Eretz Yisrael, they definitely are part of the original Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael from the times of the Torah Kedusha when it says the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. However, we pass in Kedusha Rishayna, the first kibush that we accomplished in Eretz Yisrael is Batal. And now we live with the second Kedusha, which is L'Shayta Olos Alove, which applies forever, that was Eli Bavel. When Ezra went back from Bavel and went back to Eretz Yisrael, he also, there was somehow called the Kibush Aretz, which is very unclear. The Rishayna Achrayim discuss how there was a kibush exactly, and how there were Kain and Makadish there, the Aretz, without any, whatever, it was complicated. But they did not go to places such as the West Bank, they were not in, and Az they're also not in. So then it would come out that Ezra, Eli Bavel, did not Makadish those areas. And by those areas it was Kedusha was Batal after the first Charban. May there would be no din, there were no Kedusha arts in those areas, there would be no halacha of Trumas and Maestras. However, after the different wars in the Six-Day War, when they conquered it again, and now it's part of Eretz Yisrael, Shaila is, if that was Begedim Mechamas Mitzvah, it would be called the Kibush Rabbim. If it's called the Kibush Rabbim, then it would be Lahalacha, you'd be Chuyiv and Shumas and Maisis in those areas also, if it has a Lacha of a Kibush Rabbim, which I'll discuss why yes and why no very soon. Tzitz Eliezer passed the Lachal Maisis that does have a Dinu Kibush Rabbim, and therefore Tak Yubi Chayiv and Shumas and Maisis Dereis in those areas also, that Eli Bava didn't go into, but the Tzahal or whoever, the Medina did conquer those areas, they do have a din of Trumas and Maisla Halacha Midyar Raisa, according to Tzitz Eliezer. The only pickpock he has is that since originally we only conquered it in order to give it back as a peace agreement, in order to give them the land, in order for them to agree to us, that might not be called the Kibush. That's his pickpock, is that the original conquering of those lands is only in order to give it back, so then it might not be considered a Kibush Meikara, but that's Marsh Halacha Lamais and the Tzitz Eliezer, that the West Bank has a din of Shumas Maisis Diorais, a din of Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam, what is that? He's befakpik on this issue. That's a Shaila. If it was or not.
Yeah.
Right. He thinks that it was. He holds in there that it was. Okay, whatever. Right. But he says it was. That was the kavana. But he's not sure if that matters. Now the Rambam passes. You have to have for mechomis rishus. If you look at halacha base, mechomis mitzvah and tzarich lital bar rishus bezdin. Mechomis mitzvah. You don't have to take rishus bezdin. I mean, the melech could go ahead and attack even if there is no rishus from bezdin. I'm not taking force the nation to go. Avo mechomis rishus. And umaitzam elapi bezdin shoshim ve'echad. In order to make a mechomis rishus, you need to have rishus from the Sanhedrin. Okay. Nowadays we don't have a Sanhedrin, and since you don't have a Sanhedrin nowadays, so then bechlal the whole idea of mechomis rishus is not negeya.
A lot of countries have a declaration of war against Israel. How does that impact on whether it's a rishus or?
Oh, so it's a good shaila. Meaning, is it real or is it? I don't know how real to take these threats. I don't know. Let's say if Zimbabwe has a war with Israel, I don't know what matters.
Surrounding countries, you know.
So that's a part of the original shaila that we asked. What's called a preemptive strike? What's called a rishus? If it's preemptive, like I think I'm not a big historian, but during the 6-Day War, I think that was how they were about to attack the Medina. So Mamela attacking them and destroying their air force was not together. Not together Rishus, but that was the Chur, together defense. Never that would be called Hahargim Islam, that would be a mitzvah. Whether or not, if, I don't know, if Qatar or whatever, I don't know. These countries, I don't know, they matter, Bichlal. So I don't know if that would be included in, even if they threaten us. A lot of people threaten people. I don't know if that's called, but that has to be described in a Pesachim. Definitely not a Pesach. Now, this has to be a Sanhedrin to Mechomas Rishus. We don't have a Sanhedrin. So Mela, that would take out anything of Mechomis Rishos. However, Kiniro, you have to have a melech to have a war. To have a din of a war, a melchome, which has specific halachas, Rabbi Sokol discussed, there's certain, you know, I don't know, whenever that was, a couple years ago? When was it, last year? Last week? No. Rabbi Sokol discussed all the prate halachas about wars. And once a thing has a status of a melchome, it's a whole different halachas. Many halachas apply to war. A person can even treif certain points during a war, and even not even b'derech b'uch nefesh. There's many halachas that apply to a war that don't apply into stam fighting. Now, either way, there's halacha of asam adam yecha. Either way, there's halacha of if someone's about to kill somebody else, you'll have to kill them. There's dini reidef, whatever. So for sure, there's halacha if you see an Arab running down the street with a gun, you should shoot him. But that's not a halacha in melchome. That's halacha in asam adam yecha. He's a reidef, you can kill him. We're not discussing whether or not there's a mitzvah to defend another Jew's life is in danger, that's for sure. We're asking whether or not there's a halacha of milchama, a halacha of a war, of a battle, la halacha. So now, we don't have a melech nowadays, meaning there's no malchus, but the sheikh did not yet come, and we don't have a melech. However, what is called a melech is a shayla. If you look here, say from Mishpat Kohen, which he discusses from Rav Kook. He wrote this at the turn of the century. This actually is a very long piece written to respond to a certain person who was chaylik on a lot of his shitas, not his shitas in Zionism, but his shitas in halacha. And in there he has a big shayla, l'maisa the Chashmonoyim. They had wars. Even the Malachim were Ksherim, they had wars. So that wasn't the Malachim based off it. So how was that? B'chol HaMalchom, how did they do those wars? So he says a very interesting thing. And Lamaisa, it's also Mufush and Ramban. I don't have the Ramban photocopied, but I can say it over. I have a copy of the Ramban here. But it says like this. Look at page 5, the page formerly known as page 6. It's underlined. And then I'll say over a very important dik from my good friend Rabbi Feigenbaum afterwards. But if you look at the underlined area, it says, V'al-Machomis Abayis Achakach, you're talking about the Malchi Chashmonoyim. He says here, but what if the wars happened afterwards? Meaning, when we're originally fighting against the Yavanim, that was the Mechom of saving Klai Yisrael from the Mosailam. But once we had our own Shlit, we had our own dominion, the Mechom is after that. So how did they do those? He says, Shagam Malachim Akshayim Shabahem Nilchomu. He says, even the Kosher kings amongst the Chashonoim fought against them, fought those wars. So he says, because those are Malachim that were stood up, that got their position by means of haskamas ha'uma, because the nation agreed to have them to be in charge, And since the nation agreed to have them in charge, they have a din of Malachim according to the Mishpat Kayim. See on the next page, on page 6, it says also in the bracketed areas, Chutz Mizeshin, near Advarim, he says, also it seems to be pretty clear, he brings many riyas to this. Shebizman Shein Malach, in a time when there is no king, Kin Shemishpatei Amaluchem, Gam Kin Mashonagel, Amatz V'Kloy Shalom Umma, since the laws of the kingship are also very relevant to the general situation of the nation, Choyzrim Ela HaZechuyei Shalom Mishpatum Le'ad Hu'umma B'Chlol, comes back to all those Zechuyeis of the king, of those Mishpatum the king could make, that goes to the nation in general. So any shevet that comes up in Klal Yisrael, din melech yeshali has a halach of a melech. For a certain mishnah melucha concerned, ubiyichul lamashen egeil hanogas haklal, specifically that which one is megeya the hanogas haklal. General government and running of the klal, those inyanim that are shaykh to the melech apply to any single person that the am would therefore decide. This chosen come to the am. Since the uman now has a chosen, they can go and give those chosen to a certain individual and make him a Melech.
No, it says
Am,
does it mean best in here?
Oh, so we'll see that in a second. We'll see it in a second. It does. The next brackets, also again the same thing. We're not going to say it again. And then on page 7, Mr. Bagley said a very important thing. Wait, so again, before we get to the very important thing, according to, therefore, many people, there are people who therefore, based on this Mishpat Kain, also there's a Ridvaz on the Rambam that says Mefurish, also there's a Ramban. I'll read you the Ramban. I have it here, one second. I have the Ramban. Where is this? Oh, there you go. The Ramban writes, Mitzvah HaMelech, and then he adds an addendum, Oyala Shefet Umisha Am Birshusai. However, the Am in his Hirushos is a mitzvah of the Mechav Kibush Ha'aretz. So Ramban adds in, Umisha Am Birshus, whoever the Am is in his Rishos. So there are those who say, the Chazon Ish was a very, very vehement misnagad against this Shita, that that therefore come out to the Medina, there are those who say, huh?
You don't need a melech to Kibush
Ha'aretz. For a melchoma, for the melchoma of Kibush Ha'aretz. That's what we're talking about. I mean, if there is such thing as a melchoma, Kibush Ha'aretz, and melchoma is Yeshua. Shailiz, he says that there will be a mitzvah on a melech, or misha on birshusai, to make that melchama.
Does calling it a melchama or not a melchama have to do with what the Tzitz Eliezer said about having the chumas and lysis?
That would be one of the things that would be negeya, right? That would only be if it was a kibush klali. I mean, if it's not just a kibush yachid, but a kibush of the entire nation, that would apply. And that's become, that doesn't have to be derech melchama. If all of the Klai Yisrael got together and bought Eretz Yisrael from the Arabs, they would also have the same melacha, the chayim, chumas, and lysis. That has to be as a klal, not as yichida. Oh, that's very political. Okay, I don't know. That was a big shy back then when the Karen Kayemet or whatever, when they were buying land in Eretz Yisrael, whether or not to give that, if giving them money to purchase Eretz Yisrael from the Arabs was a mitzvah or not, is telling this shiloh. So that was a very big shy back then, whether or not there was any mitzvah to give to the, I think it was Karen Kayemet or whatever, Israel Fund, whatever it was. If there was a mitzvah to give them money to buy Eretz Yisrael from the Arabs, is a shiloh because they're not showing it to a mitzvah. Forget, they're the hedge, not showing it to a mitzvah. So for them to buy the land is not a mitzvah.
Misha Am Yodin means whoever has the control of the nation, or whoever has that scope.
Okay, so that we're going to discuss. We're going to get there right now. But Pachid Yitzchak held very much again that it was not true. Rav Huttner held very much that there's no mitzvah bechlal. If a person's perek oil, there's no mitzvah bechlal that he has. He's not Makai Mitzvah Shiva Arts, and it's begat the misasik, and he has all shtickle tayyar for there. But, okay, now, what is that? It would be the same. He holds that would be the same. There's Mocham. That would not be called Kibush Ha'aretz. It's all Shtikot Teiva that's called Misasek. I don't remember why, but sometimes he calls it Misasek. It's Bechal, not the Mitzvah, and there's no Din Bechal. But there are those places can hold based on this idea that the Medina has a Din of a Malchus Klape this Halacha. Are you raising your hand? Okay. There's that the Medina Yisrael would therefore have a Halacha as of a Melech because the Am is Birshusam, and therefore that would be called the Kibush Rabbi, and the Tzitz Eliezer holds this way Halacha L'maisa. But there are those very much vehemently chelik on this, hold there's no such thing. And my friend Rabbi Feigenbaum made a diuk, if you look at the next underlined thing in the Mishpat Kayin, on page 7, Mr. Bagley just pointed this out also, on page 7, the bracketed areas say, Ava, kishim is manig ha'uma, l'kotzachev b'signum al-chusi, in the if there is a manig of the ummah that that has some sort of kingship over the am, al pi das haklal v'das bezdin. So it has to be al das haklal and al das bezdin. Then he's b'makim ha-melech, and he has the mishpatei ha-malucha. So whether the medina was done b'derech das bezdin l'chayr wasn't, but they have to be a historian to know all the details. But if not, then there would not be a din of a melchama of a malchus at all. If not a din of a malchus, then there's no kibush rabbim. That means the West Bank is not chiyuv, not mechuyuv in shumas ramayis d'iraisa, and it means there'd be no such thing as a melchama, a mitzvah of kibush arts b'derech melchama.
The best thing I know works for the state.
That's not a Sanhedrin either way.
That's
Bezdin. That's Bezdin.
Sanhedrin?
Okay, so alright, it says that's Bezdin, right? It doesn't have to be a Sanhedrin.
They harden Bezdin. You mean Bezdin harden them?
I mean Sanhedrin shouldn't be
a Bezdin. No, it means a Bezdin. I don't mean a Sanhedrin, right?
That's Bezdin.
But Bezdin didn't
harden
them. They harden Bezdin.
Bezdin goes with them. Bezdin
goes with them. They have to pay a
problem.
They harden them.
Okay, 1 second.
So what? What's the last thing afterwards?
That's the other. We're gonna have questions afterwards.
West Bank was part of Kibush Ezra, so there's no shaila at all about West Bank.
Oh, that's what I thought Silas was talking about.
West Bank and Judah and Samaria is part of Ezra. Only question starts on the southern part of Israel, near the Dead Sea or above Akko. This is the kind of places.
Okay, so I'll show it to you inside. I don't think that's what he says.
But south to Gaza, where there is no issue, but West Bank.
All right, so it could be my mistake. I have to look at it again. But when I looked at it, I thought it was talking about the West Bank. Yehud and Shom, but you're saying Tavka Aza. Could be right. Wherever those lanes would be, that would be where the Shiloh stands. So, meaning that you have to think about it. You have to ask Paiskim, and I think a lot of Paiskim don't hold that way, that if a bunch of Yidden get together, and you have 90% of them are not from, and they put up a king, and they say, he's our king, if that's Meshabed, everybody else, that's called the Malucha, it's very hard to believe. But I'm not a Pesach, and the Tzitzel Zerlachar holds that way, but I think most Pesachim, Befrat the Chazon Ish, held very much that it's not true. They would not be called a Melech, and therefore it has a lot of halach ramifications. But even if you hold there's no Melchoma, either way there's a din of L'Samad Amrayachah. There's halach if you have to protect other Jews from being killed. How does that play out? I don't know. Meaning, if in Jenin, Lamashal, whatever, I don't know, one of these places where you were reconnaissance mission, I don't know what these are. These are words I heard before. That there's some sort of thing going into Jenin to fight against terrorists. Is that a halacha of Lo Samad Reyacha? The kubi that would be called a halacha a melchama of preventing damages, which a melch taka could cause you to do. But is that called, if you hold it's not a malchus, is that called Lo Samad Reyacha? I don't know. Could be, could be no. You have to ask Paiskin. So that would also be a shaila if you're mechuyev to participate in such a thing. I was thinking about getting into the Shal Shavuos, but I don't know if that's a negay, if we have time for that. But that's also a shaila b'chlal, if there's a Shal Shavuos, there's a Yidua Hol Sugya in the end of Ksubis. There are three oaths that were made that we wouldn't alu le'etzo k'choyma or b'choyma. What that means exactly is a shaila rishayim in the Paiskin. The Satmar Rav. If you look in the Al Gruva Al Tamura, he has thousands of pshat and what it means exactly. But Satmar Rav held Patek of Gadol that the Shal Shavuos, these three oaths that we would not go back to Eretz Yisrael Kechoyma, still apply, and therefore it would be Aser Mamish to go and fight to conquer Eretz Yisrael. However, there are many, many places that did not hold that way. Befrat, the Or Samech didn't hold that way. The Or Samech held that once the Balfour Declaration came out, and they said that it was okay to, in San Remo or wherever that was. That was the Balfour Declaration, or something else. Whatever, I don't know. So once they decide to give the land to Yidden, that would be called, there's no Shal Shavuos anymore, and that's Rabbeinu Meir Simcha held that way. But then they redacted that, so then maybe it goes back. I don't know how this all works. But it's also a Shiloh, if you hold the Shal Shavuos or not. So anyway, so this is the issue. Whether there's a halacha of melchama nowadays depends if there is such thing as a melucha. Is there a melucha or not? It's a shiloh if that's called haskamas ha'am or not. But either way, there's halacha of l'sam dam reyacha. You have to know how that applies and how you take effect on that. And there's many nafkaris l'halacha, this tzitz Eliezer. And hope we clarified at least a little bit the issue. And if we have any questions, we have like 4.5 minutes if there's any shilohs on the inyanim.
You want questions?
During the shiur, there's like.
Do you want questions or you offer questions?
I'm not offering questions. I'm offering you to ask questions. Nobody?
The Jew wants to go to the American army. Is there any issues with that? If he's putting his life in danger for his country. There's no melech, there's no, but yet Pesachim seem to say that it's fine if you're going to save your own country.
That's definitely beyond the scope of the shiur. I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. One note. What you said about buying an apartment from a Jewish man in Israel, whether it's a mitzvah of Yishuv Israel or not, this is depending on Shittat Ramban and the other Shittot. Because according to the Ramban, if you have a mitzvah of Yishuv Israel today, not only to conquer, but also to settle, so if you buy land and you stay in Miami, but since you have an assets in Israel, a real estate, so you have a mitzvah ktzat, that's the Darshan. You have a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Israel, even though you are not there. Of course, if you support and this land is renting or for agriculture, it helps Yishuv Eretz Israel, so 100% you make a mitzvah. But according to other shittot, like Rav Wasner, and who holds there is no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Israel today, but there is another mitzvah, Lo Techonet. You don't have to allow any kind of Gentile to sit in Eretz Israel. It's taking the tumah of the goyim from Eretz Israel is to take the buy the land from them. According to them, only if you buy from Arab or Christian,
right.
Then you